The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley, on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk. On Real Estate Today, I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. It's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had a great week. There's a lot going on in the local real estate market today. You know, the buyers are out there buying homes, so don't miss out on the opportunity to get some interest rates that are really good right now. And in just a couple of minutes, we're going to have Jesse Swerger on with Atlantic Home Loans, who's going to be talking to us a little bit about where the rates are. Hey, also in our lineup today, we have Joe in here. Joe is with Joe, I forgot your company name. I'm sorry.
Shadow Fox Investments.
He's sitting across from me, and my mind went blank. And good morning, Joe, and thanks for coming to the studio today. Joe, can you tell us a little bit about what you're going to be talking about today?
Yeah, I'm going to talk with you a little bit about lease options, give you little idea of the benefits for buyers and sellers and investors.
Okay, excellent. We also have Juliana Ferrazzi. She's with Black Eye Susan. Joe's, and Juliana is going to be talking. Juliana, what are you going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about how social media can help buyers house Instagram, Facebook to help them make some really good decisions.
Okay. Excellent there. So as you can see, we have a good jam-packed show here today. Hey, Tony, Mr. Producer, it looks like the Phillies are all reported in now?
Yep, I think they're all in.
Okay, excellent. Now, so which player, are you watching any particular player this preseason?
I like Aaron Nola. I'm a big Aaron Nola fan.
Okay.
And I want to see J.P. Crawford once he makes it up. I think he'll be up in a couple weeks. He'll be up.
Okay. Hey, terrific. So, like I've been telling you the last couple of weeks, the housing inventories remain at the lowest levels in 10 years. So, listing your home for sale right now will be a great thing to do. You get a lot more exposure to buyers and allow you to get the best price for your home. So, if you're thinking of selling your home sometime this year, give me a call now, 215-778-9687. And let's talk and see if it makes sense for you to sell your home right now. So, hey, be sure you check out our website. RealEstateTodayShow.com. You know, on Twitter, you can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, to receive show updates and the latest real estate information, news, tips, and trends. Again, that's Facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Mark Sherby. Mark is called the Sheriff Sale Guru. And Mark shares his expertise about investing in property and investing in properties that are short sales and also tax sales. And it was a great program. We had a big audience for that program. So if you missed the show, you can listen to our podcast now on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, you can also download the show on our podcast on iTunes. Just go to the iTunes store and search for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso and click on subscribe, okay? So as you know, in addition to the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion of hundreds of clients over the 28 years now I've been doing this, and always committed to serving you with all your real estate needs and provide you with five-star client service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, be sure to call me first, 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. Hey, if you want to be a part of the show today and talk with Jesse, Joe, or Juliana, give us a call or text us at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can also email us during the show at paul@paulrosso.com. That's paul@paulrosso.com. If you're on Twitter, again, follow us on Twitter, Paul Rosso, and on Facebook, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. So we're going to get the show started right now. Once again, you're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB Talk 860 AM. So let's get the show started right now. I want to bring on Jesse Swerger with Atlantic Home Loans. Good morning, Jesse. How are you doing today?
Hi, Paul. How are you?
Good, good, good. So, Jesse, you ready for spring training and start at football? Baseball, I mean. No.
Yeah, football, I'm all excited for it. No.
I know, man. I'm having a rough morning here. I need some more coffee or something.
Listen, it's you're probably working long days right now, I'm sure.
That's for sure, man. That's for sure. So, Jesse, Jerry and Emily recently sent me an email asking about how they can finance buying a luxury home. Specifically, they need to get a $650,000 mortgage to buy a home in Chester County. I know that's above the maximum loan amount for Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac, right?
Yes, yes. I mean, we look at two things. I mean, a conforming loan is anything under 417 and under, and when we go above 417, it's called a jumbo or non-conforming.
Okay. And how do you go about getting one of those loans? And what's involved, and, you know, where are the rates, things like that?
I mean, the rates, specifically with Atlantic, rates are right around where, I mean, typical with most companies or most banks, I think the rates are a little bit higher with a jumbo loan, and the guidelines are a little bit stricter.
Okay.
But I tend to see when I'm doing jumbo loans that our rates are very consistent, and they're not too much off from a loan under $417,000.
Okay.
Okay.
Now, these loans underwritten the same way as a conforming loan?
They're not underwritten exactly the same way. There are a little bit different guidelines, but for the most part, they are underwritten the same way. Now, a lot depends on when you're going above 417. I mean, you definitely have to have a good credit score.
Okay.
And we actually do have a loan that we do go down to a 680 FICO.
Okay.
And you only have to put 15% down with no mortgage insurance. So that's one option.
Okay.
We also do go up to we go all the way up to a 90 LTV, which is only putting 10% down, but with that option you would need a 760 FICO or above.
Okay. Excellent. So it's not that much difference, just it's more relying on your credit score, it sounds like.
Exactly. We want to know that you have good credit standing, especially if you're looking to purchase a home, above $417,000, so nobody's getting in a bind here.
Right. Okay. I understand that. So, Jesse, where are our rates are today? How are we looking?
I mean, the rates keep dropping. I don't understand or whatever, but I think it's great for everyone. I mean,
definitely.
They're not dropping significantly, but listen, they're coming down or staying steady. So they're low right now, and which is great for everyone.
Definitely. So Jesse, next week when you're on, I want to talk about new construction loans. So I want you to get ready for that. I've had a couple questions on that recently. I had two texts during the show last week about that, and I've gotten a couple of emails. So I want to go over that with you next week. Does that sound good?
That's beautiful. That's beautiful. And, when we talk about the construction loans, it's basically there's a one-step loan and a two-step loan. So
okay.
We will get into that next week.
Excellent.
and go over everything.
And, Jesse, how's someone get a hold of you if they want to get pre-approved or need to get a mortgage?
My website's www.jesseschwager.com. It's J-E-S-S-E, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, H as in Harry, W-A-G-E-R.com. My NMLS number is 887037, and best contact number for me is 215-287-2373.
Okay, excellent. So just repeat your number one more time for everybody.
The best contact number for me is 215-287-2373.
Okay, excellent, Jesse. So have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next Sunday morning.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, Paul.
All right. Thanks a lot, Jesse.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye now.
All right.
Okay. So great news from Jesse that the interest rates are continuing to drop there a little bit at a time, but that's all good news for all the buyers out there. Also great news for sellers because the lower the rates are, the more a buyer can afford for sellers' homes. You know, as the rates go up, buyers can't afford as much homes, so the higher-priced homes tend to get hit as the interest rates go up. So I want to move things over now with Joe Bedeck. Joe's with Shadow Fox Investment LLC, and Jesse's going to talk about lease purchase options. So, Jesse, can you – Joe, I'm having a rough morning here, Joe.
Okay, no
problem.
Sorry
about that. So, Joe, why don't we start off with first telling us what a lease purchase option is?
Well, basically, John, a lease option is simply an agreement whereby you have someone that would – come under an agreement with a home and lease the property for a specific period of time and then purchase that property at the end of the lease having had a predetermined price. And, again, he would live in the home for a specific period of time and then he would go ahead and buy it at the end of that lease period.
Okay, so you're renting the home and you're signing an agreement of sale. You're then renting the house for a certain period of time. And then you have the option to
What you actually have is you have a rental agreement and you have an option agreement.
Okay.
Okay. At the end of that period, you would go into a sales agreement.
Okay. And the option period is all negotiable, right?
That's correct.
Everything, I guess, is negotiable on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Excellent. So what a lot of people inquire about lease options, and what are the benefits for a buyer, you know, who's also going to be a tenant to do a lease option?
Well, there's a number of benefits. One of the good things about a lease option is there's a lot of people out there that want to purchase a home. Unfortunately, you guys were just talking about getting mortgages and so forth.
Right.
And a lot of people out there today have dings on their credit that they got to get cleaned up before they're going to be able to get a loan from a bank. So lease option allows them to get into a home while they're working on getting their credit in order so they can go ahead and buy it. Now, one of the things that's really good for a tenant buyer would be the price is locked in up front, which is kind of nice. If there's appreciation, you're going to benefit by that by the time that you buy it. So you're going to have a locked-in price up front.
Which is great as prices rise.
Exactly. So, you know, that can be a very good thing. You have a low down payment. Normally, down payments run around 3 to 5% that you're going to put up in order to get into the home. So that's a very good thing. There's no loan qualification that you're going to need to worry about until such time that you go to the lender to get your loan, which is usually a year or two down the road. So that's a pretty good thing. The option consideration that you put up front is going to be credited 100% to the purchase. So that counts there.
So all the rent goes towards the purchase?
Well, not necessarily.
Okay.
The option consideration that you put up front, is going,
like
in other words, the down payment, is going to be credited towards the purchase price.
Gotcha.
Now, you know, if they're giving you a rent credit, yes, you could have that entire payment. If they want to credit that entire payment towards the house, you could do that. So that's a negotiable thing as well. Okay. It also gives you time to obtain pretty good financing, which is gives a tenant buyer time to shop around for a good deal.
And to get their credit in order, that's what needs to be done, right?
That's really the main purpose of a lease option, give them time to get their credit in order. And the other purpose might be that they need to save additional down money in order to satisfy what the lender wants. So it gives them additional time to do that.
Sure.
And one of the neat things about it is that, you know, there's a lot of people that get transferred for work and things of that nature. So if you come into an area and you're not familiar with the area, you could lease purchase a home. And if it doesn't work out, you don't like the area or something of that nature, you know, it's an option to purchase. So you don't have to. So at the end of the lease period, you can move on, go look for another house. So that's kind of nice.
Yeah, so will the buyer lose anything if they don't go through with the purchase? Like, do they get their down payment down back?
Whatever they put up as an option consideration, they lose should they not go through with the deal. They put that at risk.
Okay.
Yeah, if they purchase it, go ahead and purchase it, it will count. If they do not purchase, then they forfeit that money.
Okay. Terrific.
That's the only downside to it. So there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of good things about it with regard to on the tenant buyer side.
Okay. We need to take a break here.
Sure.
And then when we come back, let's talk about the benefits to, you know, a seller or a landlord accepting a lease option.
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Yep.
So we'll be right back with Joe Bedick with Shadow Fax Investments, LLC. And as soon as we come right back, we're going to talk about, you know, the benefits of doing a lease option with landlord and sellers. And we have Juliana Ferrazzi on coming up after that to talk about home design or designing of the home. Design in the home. I'm having a rough morning.
Interior design.
Interior design. Thank you, Juliana. I was looking for the word. I was trying to read her head, but it didn't work out. So we'll be right back with more with Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home. So grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaulrosso.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Val Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Val Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a house this year, I'd love to help you out to do that. You know I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you to save you thousands of dollars in unnecessary repairs and costly mistakes. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this super Sunday morning. Hey, be sure to like our Facebook page at facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. Hey, we're continuing our discussion with Joe Bedick. He's an investor, mentor, and coach with Shadow Fax Investments, LLC. And Joe, before the break, you were talking about the benefits of doing a lease option for tenants and buyers. Let's talk about the benefits to landlords and sellers of doing a lease option.
Well, here's one of the best benefits as an investor, which is why I've been working with lease options for 21 years.
Okay.
One of the best benefits out there is the fact that you're making the owner the bank. Most people will go and they'll go find a house and they'll find a lender and purchase the house, go into debt. They've got, you know, all that debt service, fix the house, rent it out for a small amount of money.
Right, okay.
Here, when you're working with a seller as an investor, you're actually making the seller the bank because you're leasing it from him with the right to sublease.
Okay.
So you haven't gone into debt. The only debt you're going to have is whatever option consideration money you put up front,
okay,
which is normally very little bit. So one of the things that I like about it as far as an investor's point of view is that I don't have to go in debt to do these deals. I can do them all day long without any cash or credit.
Okay.
So that works out pretty well. Some of the other things that are that work for landlord sellers and investors, first of all, there's a huge market of buyers all the time because you always have people that have – dings on their credit and things of that nature that can't get a loan at the moment. So they have cash, but they may not be able to qualify for a loan. So it's there's always people out there that are looking to do lease options. There's not a lot of management headaches because in most of the agreements, the tenant buyers take care of the regular maintenance and repair. In other words, if the kids come home and flush everything down the toilet, they're not going to call you the landlord. They're going to call a plumber and get it fixed.
Is that in the contract that
That's
way?
In the contract,
okay.
Yeah. So they take care of the basic, you know, maintenance that goes with the house. There's no realtor commissions, which is not good for you, obviously, but it is good for the homeowner.
Okay.
So they don't have to worry about real estate commissions. Another thing that I find is if you're going to be renting properties, having run 3,000 apartment units for about 25 years, I know pretty much what goes on with tenants. And the reason that I work with lease options is because they're not like typical tenants because they want to buy the house, so they have a financial interest in it.
Okay.
And they tend to take care of it, pay on time, you know, do all the things that you really want a really good tenant to do. So that's pretty good.
And what do you see as like the percentage that go through with the purchase of it?
Well, you know, there's a lot of different takes on the percentage. It depends, I guess, on the individual investor. I always have a pretty high percentage. I have about 80% percentage, which
okay.
is pretty good.
All right.
But I'm pretty selective. I've been doing it a long time.
Sure.
So I have a pretty good percentage. But there are numbers out there not as good, obviously.
Okay.
Let me see. What else didn't we talk about here? Oh, the other thing that I would mention is there's very little risk involved from an investor's point of view because the deal is structured in such a way to minimize your financial risk in the investor because, you know, the investor is now – the owner is the bank, so you're dealing with them. You don't have to worry about a lending institution and all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
So there's not a whole lot of risk.
So let me ask you a question. You know, we talk about risk and all. One of the concerns I would have, especially in a market that's rising – you know, you're locking in a price today where, you know, if, you know, 2 years later, the price may be higher.
Yeah.
So you take the risk of
that's a risk on the side
equity,
of the owner. That's correct. That
okay.
would you take the risk of losing a little equity. But, you know, if you can't move the house for some reason and you want to get a good tenant buyer in there, it's worth that little bit of risk because in a year or so, unless something phenomenal happens, I don't think the equity is going to increase that much.
So is there like an average time frame of how long the tenant buyer is in there before they have to make a decision?
Yeah, yeah you can okay. you can negotiate anything
sure.
that you want, but I normally do it with 1 year, and
one
then
year.
The right to renew at the owner's discretion
okay.
for the second year. So if there's some reason that the owner does not want to continue with that tenant buyer and the tenant buyer has not exercised his option in that
okay.
first yearly period, he doesn't have to renew. But generally within a year to 2 years, you want to get it done.
Okay. Then, yeah, so then especially a year time frame, there's not a lot of risk then
yeah.
on losing equity.
No.
Okay.
No. But I mean, you can go as long as you'd like. It's up to the it's
right.
up to the owner. But obviously, you want to move the house as fast as you can.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Great. Any other benefits for the landlord seller?
Well, you know, from as I say, you get a better tenant
okay.
in there. In my opinion, there's no commissions. That you don't have a lot of management headaches. At least I haven't. And again, I've run a lot of apartment units, so I
yeah,
understand what that is.
Yeah.
Positive cash flow very quickly. You still retain your tax shelter because you still own the property.
Right.
So
okay.
you still have that going for you. And from the investor's side, as I say, there's very little risk, positive cash flow quickly. There's There's not a whole lot of competition out there, by the way, because there's not a lot of people that do lease options from an investment point of view. Okay,
right.
Most of them, you know, will just purchase a home and then go ahead and rent it out.
Okay.
So, and there's a number of profit centers if you're doing what's called a sandwich lease as an investor.
Well,
a sandwich lease is basically what you're doing is you're leasing the property from the owner with the right to sublease. And you're going to find a tenant buyer. And you're going to be the middleman. That's why they call it a sandwich lease. You're in the middle of that deal. And you're going to stay in it from beginning to end. So you're going to have three paydays in that situation. The first is going to be the option consideration, which is the money that the tenant buyer puts forth when he moves into the home. And you get to keep that. You're going to have your rent spread, which is a difference between what you're collecting from the tenant buyer and what you're paying the owner. And then you're going to have the back end, which is whatever you didn't take out up front, you're going to get when it closes down down the road. In other words, if you had $20,000 in the deal and you took $10,000 up front as the option consideration, you still have another $10,000 in there. You would get that when the property closes.
Okay.
So you have three paydays in a sandwich lease, which is very nice.
Yeah, that's interesting.
The other thing that investors can do very quickly is you can do what's called a wholesale lease option. Some people call it a cooperative assignment. Basically, it works very much like wholesaling properties traditionally. You're going to get it under a lease option agreement. You're going to find the tenant buyer, and you're going to assign the agreement to that tenant buyer and collect an assignment fee. So you can do it very much like you do traditional wholesale deals.
Okay.
So it lends itself to both, which is very nice.
All right, great. So, Joe, we have time for one more benefit. And
well,
then we're going to wrap things up.
I guess the other thing that I would say is you don't find a lot of haggling over the sales price when the tenant buyer comes in because, generally speaking, you've got when you're doing lease options, the owner generally is having a problem selling the house conventionally. That's why he would do that. And the buyer is having a problem getting a loan. So you don't have a whole lot of haggling going on price-wise. Everybody's pretty – I find the agreements come together pretty quickly because everybody wants something from somebody else there, you know.
But then,
so that would be probably one of the good advantages of it, too.
Okay. But then eventually when the buyer goes to get a mortgage, though, the house has to appraise.
Well, it has to appraise. So you have to price it right. You can't go crazy, obviously.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, terrific. So, Joe, I appreciate you coming in this Sunday morning to talk to us about lease options. I think you gave our audience a really good taste for, you know, what they are, what the benefits are for a tenant and buyer. And there's a lot of buyers that are interested in this. Like you said, there's a lot of sellers that are in a position to be able to do this or that want to take this on. But, you know, you at least gave some of the benefits for a seller to do that type of thing. Joe, if anyone had any questions about lease options, how can they go about getting a hold of you?
Okay, well, if they wanted to call me, they can get me at 484-297-2152.
Okay, you repeat
484-297-2152. And if the best way to find out a lot of information would be my site, which is realestatementoringusa.com.
Okay.
That's realestatementoringusa.com.
All right, excellent. So, Joe, that was a really informative segment there. Great to have a lot of information, you know, that I can put on my website, too, about lease options, you know, benefits for both sides of the coin there. So we're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to talk to Juliana Ferrazzi about interior design. Juliana, I remembered
there you go.
The word interior. I couldn't get it out last time, but she's got a lot of great information about how to use social media and some of the social media sites to get some interior design ideas and then maybe share some ideas if we have time about, you know, what people can do getting ready for the spring.
Yep.
All right. Excellent. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation, and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale, or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at DelVal Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call DelVal Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rossa with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions for Juliana, who's coming up, you can call or text us at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. So joining us, Juliana Ferrazzi is with Black Eyed Susan. She's an interior designer. And Juliana, you have a lot of tips for us today. And some I know you're going to bring in like social media sites that people can go on to get some ideas.
Yes.
Okay, excellent.
It's really exciting because, as you know, everybody is connected in some way. We're on Facebook, email. We're constantly talking with each other in different ways. And there's this really awesome site. It's called House.
Yes.
Some people are aware of it. Some people aren't. So I just figured I'd let you know about it a little bit more.
Okay, excellent.
House is this really fantastic website and online community, and it's about architecture, interior design, decorating, and landscaping, and all kinds of home improvement. And we have a site on House as well. So you would find all different types of professionals, both throughout the United States and locally.
Okay.
So all you have to do is punch in find a pro, and you would punch in either the company that you are looking for or find a pro in your area. So we happen to be Buckingham area. So even if you're in Newtown or even if you're in that vicinity, all the pros in that area will come up if you're looking for an interior designer, landscaper, et cetera.
Okay.
So it's really great because when you go on House, you're able to see what that professional has, what their style is, the different types of jobs that they've done, information about the company. And we love our site. I'm constantly updating and putting on new projects and, you know, what's happening in the company and just new things that, you know, works in progress, that type of thing. So it's a really fun website to get involved in.
So on this website, designers and other professionals are showing the viewers, you know, what they're doing, what their style is.
Correct.
Okay.
All of the work that they've done, like landscapers would show different homes that they've done, and you can look at all different types of ideas from everywhere. If you saw some type of, you know, cool architecture that somebody did, and it could have been done in Texas. And you can just create these little, they're called idea books.
Okay.
And you create these little books that you, it's almost like instead of having a million magazines at home, it's one big magazine on your computer. So it's pretty cool. It's really awesome. Okay. And like I said, we're on there. So you can get all of our ideas you can get our ideas without even contacting us. But what's cool is you can contact us if you want to set up an appointment for us to come out, give you a consultation, et cetera. So it's a really good way to connect with the local professionals.
Now, each company that has a site there, are they showing work for each designer that works for that company?
Yes. Yeah. Typically it's noted who did the work within each company. Like, for example, Susan Taylor, she's the owner and principal designer. So it'll note what her designs are. And then I do the designing as well. So it'll note the different types of projects that I have done there within the project folder that you'll see. So it's a great site to go on.
Now, do different designers have, like, different styles? Like, mm-hmm. if somebody wanted a certain style, can they figure out, like, which designer would be able to match that type of style? You know, as an interior designer, are you generally focusing on one or two or a couple of types of styles, or are you pretty much can do anything?
Right. Well, I think I can do anything, and I think all designers should be able to do that as well. Right. There are some people that definitely have a certain style, and if you're looking for that particular style, then you go with that person.
Okay.
But what I think, you know, the best is too, is to really listen to the homeowner, what they want, what their lifestyle is, and the kind of things that they're interested in. You know, if they have a family, if they have pets, you know, if they're living in, you know, an acute, you know, condo in the city, or if they're in the suburbs with, you know, 4,000 square foot home, it really depends. So I think talking to people about their personality and the vibe that they want to create, that's the best way to really do good design.
Okay. And then I guess, you know, since you said you can kind of save ideas, if you see an idea from the designer in another area and you save that idea, you can share those ideas with a designer that you're talking to.
Exactly. You could say, you know what? I saw this. I think it's really cool. Can we use that? Do you have some more ideas? You know, I'd love to incorporate this. Because, in fact, I went to a client the other day, and she saw something that I had posted. And it wasn't anything that I had did, but it was something that I really liked. And she said, oh, I saw that. My husband really wants to use that kind of table. Can we use that? Because we want to do, you know, redo our beach home. I'm like, totally. That would be great. You know, the more ideas, the more feedback and communication that you have with your designer. And it's the same thing, you know, with your realtor, you know, with the professional that you're working with, then, you know, you're definitely going to get the job done.
Okay. Excellent. And, are there other sites besides House that people can take a look at?
Yeah. I mean, you know, most people are on Facebook right now. Everybody, you know, is in tune with what's happening with their friends, and they might follow other things. And we have a Facebook site as well. You know, it's the Black Eyed Susan Style. And, you know, you can follow the blog. There's posts about the blog. There's posts about things that are happening within the store because we have a retail space.
Okay.
And posts that are happening of the new projects that we're doing, things you can do to just refresh your home. You can look on there and you can see, you can click on the link to House, or you can click on the link to Instagram. So Facebook is really easy because when you're at home and you're at night and you're checking in on, you know, your kids or your friend, you can be like, oh, what is that company doing? Let me punch that in, and punch in Black Eyed Susan and go see, oh my gosh, that's such a cool idea. Look what they're doing. You know, I could do that in my house right now, or let me give them a buzz, because that would be really great if they came out, if I wanted to just change my paint color or add some accessories. So it's a really great way to connect with, you know, the local companies, you know, and get some ideas.
Okay, excellent. So, Julianne, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to talk to you more about interior designers, maybe some of the projects that you're working on, and some tips for, you know, people can do to their homes coming up for, with spring coming up.
Awesome.
Right around the corner.
Okay.
All right, so we'll be right back with more with Julianne Ferrazzi with Black Eyed Susan Style, and we'll be right back on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state-regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Why the long face, Joe?
I'm supposed to move soon, but I just can't seem to sell my house. I've been on the market for over 10 months, and my agent hasn't called me back in weeks. I don't know what to do.
Call Paul.
What?
Call Paul. I had the same problem until I called Paul Rosso of RE/MAX Properties. When I called Paul, I had buyers lining up to see my home, and because they were all competing for the home, I was able to sell my home for more than my asking price.
More?
That's right, more. Paul Rosso has sold hundreds of homes in the greater Philadelphia region over the last 25 years. As a certified home selling advisor and certified negotiation expert, Paul's developed a proven home selling system that is designed to sell your home for top dollar quickly. He offers an easy exit contract and a communication guarantee.
Wow! Tell me how to call Paul.
Just dial 215-968-7402.
215-968-7402. Got it.
You can also visit Paul on the web at paulrosso.com. That's PAULROSSO.com. Paul Rosso is your trusted real estate advisor if you want to sell your home for top dollar fast.
I'm calling Paul right now.
Hi, this is Manny and Jessica, and we just wanted to let you guys know how much a fantastic agent Paul Rosso is. He helped us buy our first house many, many years ago, and he just helped us buy our second house. We used to live in Philly, and we were looking for something bigger for our two children and also a better school district. And Paul was very professional and punctual, I would say, was very knowledgeable about our options and where to look and what to do. We were very happy with his service and his patience with us. He was always there to help us through with any questions and, you know, areas and suggestions. And I would definitely recommend Paul to anyone looking to buy a house or to sell a house.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than traditional real estate agents. Hey, our call number, you can call or text us at 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, please like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. You can listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. And remember, the podcast of the show after the show is on the air is in the iTunes store. Just search for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and you can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes there. So we're talking with Giuliana Ferrazzi with Black Eyed Susan, and we're going to talk, I want to talk to you, Giuliana, about Pinterest. Pinterest seems to be a big thing. People save a lot of ideas too, like you mentioned about house. Mm-hmm. But I see a lot of interior design ideas and other ideas people pin on Pinterest, and I know Instagram's another big one.
Yes.
That's coming up too. So, how are those sites for getting ideas also?
Well, Pinterest and Instagram are pretty awesome, too. I mean, I don't know how many smoothie recipes I have since pinned on Pinterest, and I probably made only two of them, but that's okay. But Pinterest is pretty awesome because it's another place where you can go and make boards and, you know, and get ideas. If you wanted to say, make a board that you want to say, oh, beach house, and you might not have a beach house, but you might want that kind of look, you know, and you go and you can click on different paint colors and different feels and different fabrics and different photographs, and make a board, and that can be your idea place. So there's so many places, like I said, House and Pinterest, where you can just get ideas.
Okay.
And the thing with Pinterest is obviously very different than House. House is all for the home. Pinterest, you can get a cookie recipe and, you know,
sure,
what I mean, that kind of thing, and get crafty and things like that. But Pinterest is really great, too. And we happen to have a Pinterest site of Black Eyed Susan, and I have my own Pinterest board, and that's where one of my clients saw. She's like, oh, because she were connected on Pinterest. She said, oh, that's the table that I want that my husband's in love with. I'm like, okay, great. So, but anyway, Pinterest is an amazing place. And then Instagram, I've been personally obsessed with, because what's great about that is that you can follow all different types of interior designers and get ideas of, and it's a very visual site. And, you know, I follow other interior designers as well because I like to see what's happening all over the world and new things that are just hip and just haven't kind of hit, you know, the area yet. So it's,
okay,
it's a neat place to go. And I think a lot of, you know, it's a little bit more of a younger, when I say younger, I mean like, well, just it's hit a different kind of market. I think everybody is on Facebook and not everybody's still yet familiar with Instagram.
Right.
But there's so many different sites you can go on to get connected.
Okay.
You know, House, Facebook, Pinterest, and Instagram, that you're going to get so many ideas, but then you don't want to be overwhelmed because then you're going to say, oh my gosh, now what am I supposed to do?
Right. How do you bring them all together?
Right. So that's when you take that opportunity and you call your local interior designer, or otherwise known as, you could call Black Eyed Susan. And we can help you narrow that down, because you could make some really expensive mistakes. And you don't want to do that. So,
okay,
you know, we respect that. And so you don't want to make bad decisions. And so you want to come to us and we'll listen to you and look at your ideas that you print out. Show us your Pinterest page. Show us your House page and Instagram, Facebook. And then we can take those ideas and really take our professional knowledge and, you know, make it fabulous for you.
Okay, excellent. So I want to do two things. We have about five more minutes to go. I want to do two things. One is one or two tips for, you know, what's going to be hip for spring 2016.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I want to talk to maybe about a project that you've been working on.
Okay. I think, you know, right now, because it's spring in general, we're all looking to get rid of this snow, get rid of this gray.
Yes.
We're so over it. So I think white. Everybody's just wanting white and fresh and keeping things bright. I mean, we all love color. Color makes us happy, I think, as designers and just everyone. Color makes us happy, but white is also this pure color that's kind of like a blank slate. So if you have white florals, white accessories, just, you know, white pillows, anything that is going to give you some freshness and a clean eye, you know, in your house, I think that's a really great way to start. And then kick off, you know, a little bit later, then start bringing in some color.
Okay.
You know. Yeah.
All right, excellent. So why don't you tell us about a project that you're working on? We have about 3 minutes or so left.
Right now I'm working on this project in New York City in the Upper East Side. And it's this – she's a writer. She works for one of the universities.
Okay.
And she just bought a place in a pre-war building. And I love it. It has a lot of great architecture. It's really interesting. And since she's a creative person, she was open to color and pattern, and she has a really interesting family history. So it's a lot of fun. I went out there with a luggage of, you know, rug samples and fabric, and
right,
I was like, you know, it was ridiculous. It was so heavy taking all this on the train. But I took all these amazing ideas, spread them out, you know, on the floor because she doesn't have any furniture there yet, and spread it all out. And she's like, oh my gosh, I love all of these. It's really hard to decide, but I gave her different, you know, color palettes,
okay,
you know, and she picked one, and it's blues and orange and, you know, blue velvet. And it's just very colorful and happy. And it's going to be this oasis when she comes off the, you know, the busy streets of the city.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Mm-hmm. So it sounds like you don't work just locally. You're Right. You work, you know, I know your office, your store's in Bucks County. You work in the surrounding counties also?
Yeah, we do. We've had jobs in Philadelphia at Rittenhouse and Northern Liberties. And we have a job right now in Asheville, North Carolina, and one in Maryland at Beach House in Maryland. And, of course, we've done different beach houses along the Jersey Shore.
Okay.
And obviously in New York City, like I was talking about. So we don't just, you know, come around the corner. We'll do all different locations anywhere that you live or if you have a second home. So we'll go anywhere. And we do projects big and small.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent. And one final tip we haven't touched on yet.
Uh-oh.
For 1 minute.
Oh, okay. I thought...
One final tip.
I think like I mentioned it last time, is don't be afraid. I went to somebody's... I went to somebody's home the other day, and she was like, oh, my gosh, I was so nervous to have you come over. And I said, don't worry. Everybody feels nervous. Everybody feels like we're going to, like, judge them and everything. And I said, we're totally not. You can't imagine what we see. And this is what we love. We love to help our clients, and we love creating relationships. So don't be afraid to hire an interior designer and think that, you know, oh my gosh, what are they going to think? We love what we do, and we're there to help you.
Great. So, Julianne, if someone wanted to get in touch with you, talked about interior design, maybe get some ideas from you or have you come out for consultation, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call the store. It's a store and design studio, and the phone number is 215-794-1800. And we are right on 202 between Peddler's Village and Buckingham. It's technically called Holocong, but we're right in that area.
Okay.
And we have a nice 10,000 square foot store as well. So you can come in, look at furniture, accessories, talk to us. There's always somebody available if you want to reach out and get some ideas. So, yeah, that's how you can get in touch.
Okay, excellent. So, Julianne, thanks so much for coming to the studio today on this Sunday morning here. You know, as we wrap up another fine real estate show with the greatest audience in the world, all of you, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I know I got a lot of information from all my guests here today. Yeah, I want to thank my guests again, Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans, Julianne Ferrazzi with Black Eyed Susan, and Joe Bodek with Shadow Fox Investments. Hey, we have another great show lined up for you next week, so be sure to join us again next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Hey, I have an appointment right at the show with Jimmy and Angie. Jimmy and Angie, I'll be on my way shortly. They're looking to buy their first home. I helped Jimmy's parents buy their first home about 22 years ago. So it was a long time, and you know, they're getting ready now that he's settling down to buy his first house. So I'm always excited about helping my past clients' children purchase their first house, too. I really want to thank all of you again for tuning into the show on this Super Sunday morning for some great real estate talk. Hope you enjoy the remainder of your Sunday. A big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great show and a Phillies update there. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and you can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I can help sellers, buyers, and investors in the Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Eastern Montgomery County areas. Let me know if I can be of help to you or anyone you know. You can always reach me on my cell phone at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687. If you're outside of my market area, I have some great agents in my top agent referral network. And if I refer you to an agent, I stay involved in the transaction to make sure you receive the best possible service. So once again, if you have any questions or any real estate needs, give me a call, 215-778-9687. Please continue to spread the word about the show to your friends and family. If you're interested in being a sponsor or an advertiser on the show, give us a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. You can check out all our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. And again, remember, you can now download our podcast on iTunes And you just go into the iTunes store, search for Real Estate Today Show with Paul, Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, and subscribe, and those podcasts will come right down to your iPhone or any other mobile device. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you right back here again next Sunday morning, 11 o'clock on WWDB Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.
I'm